United Airlines announced that it will make more cuts in service because of the dramatic decline in passengers. By November 1st, the airline will offer only about 70% of the departures it offered before September 11th. United is not alone in its trouble. In fact, the only major U.S. carrier that has not cut back its flight schedule is Southwest Airlines. It's losing an estimated $5 million a day right now. But industry analysts say if any airline has a chance of posting a profit this year, it's Southwest. Suzanne Sprague of member station KERA in Dallas reports.
Since September 11th, U.S. airlines have announced 80,000 job cuts. Some workers started receiving their notices this week, and many in the industry remain shaken by the attacks and ensuing cutbacks. Executives are warning of dramatic third-quarter losses. But at Dallas-based Southwest Airlines, Chief Financial Officer Gary Kelly seems less on edge.
We're prepared financially for a crisis like this. Fortunately, we have managed the company conservatively from a financial perspective over the years, and our balance sheet was and is very strong.
So strong that Southwest's market capitalization, its total stock value, is about the same as the nation's six largest carriers combined. Prior to September 11th, Southwest was one of only two profitable major U.S. carriers. And Merrill Lynch analyst Michael Linenberg believes the airline can still post a year-end profit.
The airline industry is probably facing the most difficult period since its inception. And yet, we're looking for Southwest to actually be profitable, nicely profitable this year. In fact, we think they'll make over $400 million, or close to $400 million.
But no one knows how long it will take for passenger demand to bounce back. And if it doesn't come back quickly, then posting a profit may be difficult. But Southwest is unique. It's already banked substantial profits this year, and it expects to receive at least $200 million as part of the federal aviation bailout. It's also a much less expensive airline to operate, according to Michael Linenberg.
The number that I'd like to use is that they're probably 40 to 50% less costly than a lot of their competitors, and that allows them to make some money or even break even in markets when other carriers are losing money, losing lots of money.
But Southwest is not immune from financial setbacks. And Bernard Weinstein, who directs the Center for Economic Development and Research at the University of North Texas, says Southwest's Achilles heel may be its signature short-haul point-to-point flights.
I fly to Austin quite often on business. I take Southwest. I used to get there maybe 20 minutes before flight time. If I now have to check in 2 hours early for a 45-minute flight from Dallas Love to Austin, I'm going to drive. And a lot of people are going to make that calculation.
More than 90% of Southwest flights are still departing on time. But if the planes fill up again, Southwest's celebrated 20-minute turnarounds may be in jeopardy as flights are delayed by backed-up security checks. It's an issue CFO Gary Kelly is watching closely.
If indeed we find that the security procedures are taking too long, I have to believe that our country and our industry is innovative enough where we can find ways to make those more efficient.
Although Kelly says the company is not even considering laying off employees, he admits his whole focus has switched from building for the long term to surviving the immediate months ahead. For NPR News, I'm Suzanne Sprague in Dallas.